Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello all of you wonderful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and today I'm going to talk about video games. Surprise, surprise, considering the channel that you're on, but actually more specifically about how video games make us feel. Now, video games are really good at eliciting emotions from us, be they positive or negative depending on the situation, but sometimes they'll just turn around and just say, you know what, my friend, we've had a good run, but I'm going to make you feel bad right now. And you know what, dude, I'm just like, what? I paid money. I want to just chill out and play this, but now you're making me feel bad about myself. Oh well, with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 times video games made you feel bad for no good reason. Number 10, needing a minute. Sonic the Hedgehog CD. Generally, one of the first extras a developer programs into a title is an idle animation for a character when you leave them alone for a while. Sonic is a series that generally pulls this off pretty well. Most games feature the Blue Hedgehog and his friends chilling out when you leave them for a bit, with unique animations for each character. But some installments have got a slightly pettier tone than others. Take, for example, Sonic Spinball, where the game itself will flash dialogue if you leave for too long, telling you to hurry the chuff up. But this pales in comparison to Sonic the Hedgehog CD, which decides to go all out with shaming you for daring to leave it unattended. Should you, God forbid, need to go to the toilet or pop away for a quick chat, the game will take matters into its own hands and straight up have Sonic kill himself after 3 minutes have passed. And sure, in a video game time, this is quite a while to be away, but it's also a totally reasonable amount of time if somebody needed to get something done quickly, unaware that their game was just jonesing to kill Sonic in order to guilt trip them about not being there. Number 9. Not playing the game for a while. Animal Crossing. So Animal Crossing is a series that you get the most out of by playing a little every day, or a lot every day depending on how much time you have and how much sleep you as a human need. It's important that Animal Crossing establishes this, as playing the game once or twice really doesn't give you the same rewarding feeling as really getting into it. But there's a pretty good chance that the way that the game conveys this has likely put players off, because as much as a little daily Animal Crossing is good for the soul, not everyone will want to play it every day or even be able to do so. So have it pass and aggressively tell you about how long you've not played it for and how much that's terrible and that life couldn't go on without you kind of sucks, to say the least. Animal Crossing is supposed to be a series that relaxes you, not one that leaves you setting a reminder on your phone to pop into the village so that they don't sulk the next time that you properly play it. Number 8. Cancelling your account. World of Warcraft. With such an astronomical number of players having joined it, it's inevitable that some have had to tear themselves away from the lure of the Alliance or Horde and finally close their account, either due to dwindling interest or lack of money, or both, or just the fact that it was eating all of your time. Seriously, I have to get things done. And naturally, Blizzard doesn't want you to leave their most intensely successful game, and thus will break out all the stops possible to try and put you off finishing things with the franchise. This became especially apparent in the old days of World of Warcraft, where just trying to cancel your subscription would see you being shown a crying orc peon as you cancelled, just to see if they could maybe guilt trip you back into having at least another month. Given that it has since been removed, it's likely that the developers either noticed how this made players feel and opted to remove it, or that it was just a joke that was eventually realized was less funny and more slightly guilt-inducing. As strange a choice as a crying orc of all things was to use for them, you can't help but feel a little sorry for the guy ceasing to exist. Rest in peace, you random crying orc. Number 7. Killing a dog, The Last of Us 2. Now, it's worth saying from the get-go that much of the point of The Last of Us 2 was supposed to be about feeling guilt. Whether that resonated with you or just plain irritated you is down to the individual. The theme of the cycle of violence and how nobody is truly evil or truly good is an important part of this game, and it's carried off very well throughout most of the title, aside that is from Alice, the sweet German shepherd that you kill when you enter the aquarium as Ellie. Now, you don't know Alice at the time. She's just a random dog that attacks you and that you have to off in order to continue hunting down your target, Abby. So when you start playing as Abby and Alice shows up, it's very clear that this moment is supposed to serve as a reminder that the dog you viciously stabbed to death is actually, in fact, a pretty sweet creature who just really wants to play fetch. The only thing is, though, is that it doesn't quite work out like the murder of any of the human characters does. Unlike them, you can't exactly talk things out with Alice, partially because, well, yes, she is a dog, and partially because she's also trying to tear your trachea out. And the worst thing about all of this is that while having to put down a pet is in no way a fun task, you don't even have the option not to do so here, and then the game guilt trips you for it. Cheers. Number 6. Incinerating the companion cube. Portal. Look, nobody is saying that you should have built a bond with the companion cube, because it is just by all means a cube with no thoughts or feelings of its own. But you don't exactly come across a lot of pals through the course of Portal, and so it's quite easy to form a softness towards the one thing that isn't trying to kill you along the way, especially because the cube is quite useful in puzzles. So it's more than a little heartbreaking when you discover that, in order to progress through the game, you have to place your little cuboid buddy in an incinerator and burn it to a crisp. As if your own surprising emotional turmoil wasn't pain enough, you're then also ribbed about it continually by GLaDOS. I mean, sure, she's been ribbing you about everything the entire time that you've been playing, but these jabs imply that you somehow should feel guilty about what you did, even though you didn't really have an alternative aside from starving to death. I hated how I felt afterwards. So long, dear companion. Number 5. Dismissing a feline. Monster Hunter. As the cutest creatures in Monster Hunter, and also quite helpful allies, getting some feline buddies is pretty much a no-brainer in every sense. That is, until you need to actually dismiss one in order to make some room. Instead of just showing the cat leaving, the developers thought it best that when you send them away, you get to see them cry in pain at the split, as you're guilt-tripped with the option to keep them or send them away. To twist the knife even further, if you decide to keep them because you can't take the guilt, the feline will be literally ecstatic, meaning that the next time that you try and dismiss one of them, you know exactly how happy they'd be if you didn't. A cute cat weeping might not tug the heartstrings of everyone, but it still made explicitly clear how much you're making this little hard-working being suffer, which is likely going to put you right off removing them entirely. Well played, Feline Union. Well played indeed. Number 4. Not feeding your fish. Mass Effect 2. The point of most of your actions in Mass Effect is supposed to be that they have consequences, and that's all well and good. However, generally these actions have consequences because they either relate to your crew or to the epic space battles that the series revolves around. This is why the decision to guilt trip you for not continuously feeding your fish in the game by having them die if you don't for long enough is especially cruel. On the one hand, it's a very simple way to show you that things you do are important. On the other hand, it also comes with a very strong suggestion that, despite the fact that Mass Effect 2 is set in an age where space travel is the norm, somehow the technology for an automated fish feeder isn't available for public use. As a teaching moment as to how easy it is to lose characters, having the fish die is kind of a smart idea. However, it's also the weirdest guilt trip of all time, firstly because they're fish and not real, and secondly because you're likely to forget them because you're too busy trying to fight the collectors. I'm sorry, my priorities are elsewhere. Number 3. Wanting to play the main game. Grand Theft Auto 4. As much as everyone loves messing around in the vast world of the Grand Theft Auto series, the primary joy of these games are its main plot. The series has long provided high-stakes robberies and car chases balanced with lively stories that just leave you wanting more. They also, however, have a ton of side missions and things to do outside of your main focus. And this is really cool in most of the series, but in GTA 4, it can get really annoying. Because more often than not in the game, you'll be bustling your way towards an exciting and integral part of the plot, only to get a call from a friend asking you to meet. So you just meet them after, right? Well, it's not that simple. Because if you ditch plans in order to do main missions, you'll find that the friendship with whoever you ditched gets a little worse. If this happens one too many times, said character will fall out with you and then refuse to do things for you because they feel offended. In short, if you want everyone to be happy, you'll find yourself breaking away from the main story at crucial moments to play some petty bowling minigame for the 16th time, just so you don't have to feel the guilt of upsetting an AI character. Number 2. Having an animal die of natural causes. Harvest Moon. For all of the whimsy and relaxing fun that the Harvest Moon series can bring you, it does keep one element of farm life brutally realistic. Your animals will die. And while this can be down to you not taking proper care of your animals or actively mistreating them, they can also just die of natural causes like getting old. Issue is that the game doesn't differentiate between a death that was directly your fault and a death that was just fate, so the script is exactly the same for both. This means that you can have a beloved critter who was perfectly taken care of pass away due to old age and then have the game berate you for letting it die, as though you have just some secret hidden ability to let cows and sheep become immortal that you're just hiding for the sake of it. This is even worse in Harvest Moon Magical Melody, where the game also comes after you when your first animal gets sick by showing you a uniquely traumatizing cutscene where you dream the creature has died and are told how much you suck. Brilliant. And number one, quitting the game, Donkey Kong 64. For reasons the human mind simply can't comprehend, many video games contain a huge guilt trip for players trying to quit out on them to get on with their real life before the next play session, if a very cynical type of sense, as discouraging the player to stop playing meant that you could get more cash out of them to continue. It doesn't, however, make much sense with the likes of Donkey Kong 64 or Banjo-Kazooie, because you've already bought the game at this point and thus there's no gain to be had from having the player never quit, especially given that the primary audience for these games was likely children. You know, the same group of people that probably hate their mandated bedtime anyway and are going to be extra put off slumbering when their favourite games also try to discourage them from doing it. So it's quite surreal that, when you quit Donkey Kong 64, you're shown King K. Rool blowing up Donkey Kong Island in a game over screen. That's right, if you quit to sleep, eat, or live your life as a real human being, this game will really try to make you feel bad about it. And there we go, my friends, those were 10 times that video games made you feel bad for no good reason. I hope that you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comments section below. If you want to chat to me further, you can do so over on Twitter at RetroJ0, or you can swing by Live and Let's Dice. It's my personal gaming channel where I stream every Wednesday and Sunday. But before I go, I just want to say one thing. We detailed today about video games that made you feel bad for no good reason. You know what? We can do that to ourselves sometimes mentally. We can get into our own heads. We can look at situations and think that we're the bad guy or that we've done something incredibly wrong that can't be repaired. But you know what, my friend? I'm just going to say to you right now, it is okay. We all make mistakes at some point in our life, some bigger than others, admittedly, but we all make mistakes, and that is fine. Accept it, try to move on, apologize, and build bridges instead of burning them. You deserve love, happiness, and success, and you are in no way a bad person. And remember, friends, family, and professionals in the support industry, these people care about you and want you to do well. So don't let these bad thoughts creep into your mind and tell you that you're no good, because you are. You're a big bloody ledge. As always, I've been Jules. You have been awesome. Never forget that, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.